Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Proclaim these words to every land. Let my people prepare.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Flashpoint.
Wake up the mighty
it is me today, Stephen
Bissek.
He was supposed to get together on Wednesday, but he had just gotten back from Atlanta. Yesterday, he said he woke up and he had a fever. He'd call me later. Today, he says he is so sick. So, it's me. So, I am just about ready to say I am 90% sure that this fall is it. It starts, that it will start the bad times in this country and in the world, and it will morph into the establishment of the Antichrist, the Covenant, and the final week, which will be shortened. It's not going to be from Yom Teruah to Yom Teruah. We know it ends on Yom Teruah, but it's going to start after the Yom Teruah in order to make it shorter than a full week, in order that all life or as much life as possible be saved, is what scripture says. So I would imagine, you know, sometime after Sukkot, I would think, you know, by Hanukkah, sometime in there, I would expect it to be established. But let's see how it goes here. But I think this fall, times are unique right now. Let's look at the various ways in which these times right now are unique. They have never been seen on the planet before. Number one is China and Russia are both talking about attacking this country. And this is very serious because we know that Dmitry Dudeman, and Henry Groover, I don't know if you read either one of these. I do, and I think they're true Christian men. I just, you know, Father has spoken through them, and they both say, and it's pretty. It was what they saw was over 10 years apart, but it was virtually the same thing. Secondly. There is a very unique lineup of the planets right now. I'm trying to get a firmer idea of what they are, but it looks as if all of them are lined up, even some below the ecliptic that we can't see, but at least they're in the same quadrant in the sky, and they don't all line up. That's impossible, but to all be in the same quadrant is very unusual, and there is a stunning string of them, like a string of pearls across the early morning sky that I got up this morning. I was tempted to go out, but I have to go on the other side of the house, and I went back to bed. But it is, the pictures of it is stunning. Number two are the reports of bank failures, what is being said about bank failures. That has certainly never happened to this country before, to have a I know we had 1929, but this is going to be worse. This is going to be not Wall Street. This is going to be global Wall Street. And we can see the cracks of that appearing already. And then briefly to the jabs, because we're at a critical juncture right now with the jabs. And then next, is the United States being goaded into civil war? Something very unique happened this week that I'm just scratching my head about it. And lastly, what does the Apostle Paul tell us about the days in which we live? Not specifically the days in which we live, but remember, Paul lived under a beast empire. He was killed by a beast empire. What was his attitude? What are his words to posterity? So let's go back to the beginning here and say the attack on the United States by Russia and China. One of President Putin's closest allies has warned that Moscow would target Western cities if Ukraine uses rocket systems supplied by the United States to carry out strikes on Russian territory. And this is reported in the UK Times. And Medvedev is quoted, and Medvedev, some people think that Medvedev is the real boss of Russia and Putin is the front man. I don't know, but he's very important. It's kind of Medvedev slash Putin reign. This is what he said. If, God forbid, these weapons are used against Russian territory, then our armed forces will have no other choice but to strike decision-making centers. Now, where are the decision-making centers that are shipping arms to Ukraine? It would have to ultimately be D.C. Is that what Medvedev had in mind? D.C. controls NATO. So, and to further complicate this picture, Russia is offering passports now to Donbass citizens. Will the Donbass become part of Russia? So if Ukraine is still shelling some of the cities in like Kharkiv and other Donbass area cities, will that be considered part of Russia? No, but the plot thickens. And TASS right now avers that Ukraine, that Russian troops are being hit by U.S.-made 155-millimeter howitzers in the Ukraine. And on top of that, some French Caesar artillery of similar caliber is being used against them. In fact, Russia says these 155-millimeter caliber artillery shells came from two different locations. So they're wary of what weapons now is Ukraine using against the Russian troops in the Donbass. And remember, the Donbass voted to become part of Russia. They are Russian citizens. They speak Russian. They look to Russian. They have relatives in Russia. And after the 2014 coup by the West in Ukraine, enter Hunter Biden et al., and it's been nothing but a mess ever since. They once that happened, they said, okay, we want out of here. We don't want any part of this. We want to go back to Russia. And now it is announced yesterday that the Russian troops have begun being transported to Nicaragua. It's not just troops, but it's planes, fighters, long-range bombers are in Nicaragua, which is not that far from our southern border. And this is what they said. This is what Russia said. After the U.S. staged a coup in 2014, set up a terrorist operation in the Donbass, which was Azovstal and other Nazi centers, and carried out war on the residents of the Donbass for 8 years, people who voted to go back to Russia, we will put a point of tension in their underbelly, i.e. Nicaragua. So this is what Russia has said from the start. You didn't want missiles in Cuba. We don't want missiles in Ukraine. And if you're going to put missiles in Ukraine, we're going to put our weaponry in now Nicaragua. Well, how does the president of Nicaragua feel about that? Well, that's President Daniel Ortega. He thinks it's just fine. Has signed an order extending permission for presence of foreign military contingents, including Russia, and this is valid for the second half of 2022, now through December. Get in here, do what you want to do, and get out, okay? Get out by December. I think this fall is going to be a very interesting time, a very prayerful time. a very frightening time, perhaps. And now China is speaking up, and today or yesterday they announced, "We will not hesitate to start a war if Taiwan declares independence. If anyone dares to split Taiwan from China, the Chinese army will definitely not hesitate to start a war no matter the cost." This is quoting Wei Feng as he met with Lloyd Austin. Taiwan is China's Taiwan. Using Taiwan to contain China will never prevail. Again, once again, this is the West just pushing. Austin told his Chinese counterparts, in response, Beijing must refrain from further destabilizing actions toward Taiwan. Well, Taiwan is going to go. Does Biden really have the energy to declare war against China over Taiwan? What about Hawaii? What about the Philippines? What about Australia? Don't know. Further along in here, maybe we have some clues. Maybe a war east against the United States does happen. And to exacerbate this present situation of Taiwan, China cannot feed itself. I remember listening to a speech that was made in 1995-6 in the Chinese Hall of it's like their Senate or their Congress. They were saying that the Gobi Desert is expanding annually. Our population is expanding annually, and we're running out of arable land. In fact, now the Gobi Desert is expanding at over 1,300 square miles annually. That's a lot of land to be gobbled up by sand. It is now within 100 miles of Beijing. So they have decided, and this was 25 years ago, that they will take over the United States and they will use the Midwest America as their basket. The Newsweek reported earlier, they showed a purported Russian intelligence document that claimed that Xi Jinping had plans to annex Taiwan, guess when? This fall. Meanwhile, Biden is giving javelins and other stockpiled weaponry to Ukraine, and we're running out of it. In fact, a lot of the javelins, much of the equipment that is being shipped to Ukraine is being found on the dark web. It is being sold, a lot of it, through Syria to the underground private war makers. So, American taxpayers, you want to know where your tax money is going? That's where. And I wouldn't be surprised, but what Hunter Biden is involved in that, I don't know. To confound the situation, there's a 1986 vision of Henry Gruver. Henry Gruver was a prayer walker. He dedicated his whole life to the Lord. I think he truly was a Christian man, and I do think the Lord spoke to him as a warning to this country. This country has not heeded the warnings. This country has forgotten the source of our blessings. I remember in church growing up as a child, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." If this country had just taken that to heart and remembered that. But now we have become the cesspool of the world. We are leading the world astray. Our embassies globally are arms for perversion, for demonic activity. Globally, we are leading the world astray morally and spiritually. 1986 vision. He had just finished walking the city in Wales, and he had climbed up to Carnarvon Castle in the northern part of Wales. If you look at it on a map, it's at the mouth of a river. It looks out over the Atlantic Ocean. He saw a massive Navy and Air Force military force coming from above Finland and east of Iceland. He suddenly was up above the earth, looking at it like the earth was a globe, and he saw this massive military contingent coming from above Finland. Interesting place of origin. The only navy in the world that ships that has such northern ports, I think is Russia. But it went around the Horn of Africa and up to the Persian Gulf. At the same time, he looked at the east coast of America, and he saw subs lurking in the ocean just offshore, where the sand ended and the dark ground began. That's where they were. And it was the same on the west coast. He saw subs from Washington State to San Diego. Then he saw radio towers across the country transmitting a warning. And to him, it looked like lines. It looked like moving lines. Suddenly, the radio waves fell to the ground. And he realized that whatever the cause, the ability of America to transmit anything was down. And suddenly a missile hit New York City and the city was gone. A missile hit Florida and the lower half was gone. Then missiles hit Seattle, San Fran, L.A., and Sandy. They were all gone. Seattle and Sandy are, and L.A. L.A. has, they're all naval ports. I'm not sure about San Fran. Henry Groover was horrified. Horrified. And he said, what will the sign of this be? And the Lord told him, when Russia opens its gates and people are saying peace and safety. Henry Groover had another vision involving Astoria. And I think this one was earlier. He was on a boat off of the Oregon coast with a Filipino brother in Yeshua. They were at the mouth of the Columbia River. Suddenly he noticed a flotilla of Navy ships past them, but did not see them. Some went into the Columbia River, and some went to Astoria. Once at Astoria, they threw up hook ladders and got onto the docks. And when they got onto the docks, they started shooting whatever moved. Then Henry Groover noticed that these were Chinese troops. People were screaming. They were being dragged out of their houses and killed. And then U.S. airplanes from World War I came out from under the docks and sank some of the ships, but not enough. I don't know why they were World War. That's in another. The interpretation was another a video. I did not watch it, but I think it means that our technology is far inferior to what the Chinese have. But they do have the ability to turn off our ability to transmit. Here's Dimitri Dudeman's vision of invasion of the U.S. Dimitri Dudeman was a Christian pastor in Romania. He was imprisoned for 12 or 13 years under Ceausescu, and he almost lost his life. He almost died, and the Lord told him to come to the United States to warn the United States. And when he came here, he had a striking vision. This is what he saw. He saw two men. He was given binoculars by an angel. And this is a vision, because he was complaining to the Lord his living situation, and he went outside to pray out loud, and he had this vision. So he's looking through the binoculars, and he said, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over it. I saw the president of Russia and a short, chubby man who said he was the president of China, Xi Jinping, and two others. The last two also said that where they were from, but I didn't understand it. I gathered they were part of, they were standing on Russian-controlled territory, or that these other two countries were part of Russian-friendly territory. The men stepped out of the cloud. The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. I will give you the land with all the people, he promised, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans. Do not fear. We will attack them from behind. A voice said to me, watch where the Russians penetrate America. I saw these words being written, Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. Then the man spoke again. When America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. The other two presidents spoke. We will fight for you too. Each had a place already planned as a point of attack. So this vision certainly envisions at least a declaration of war or with China, probably over Taiwan. Okay, let's look briefly at the planetary lineup. that is in the skies right now, because of the orientation and tilt of their orbits, the eight major planets of the solar system never come in to perfect alignment. The last time they appeared, even in the same part of the sky, was over 1,000 years ago, in the year 949 AD. And they won't do it again until almost the year 2500 AD. In fact, 2492, that's the year. So it's very unusual what's happening. They are in the same quadrant. And right now, we have Mercury, Venus, the Moon, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all lined up. The last time, there were not all of them like this, but there were five visible ones, was in 2004. That was a year of many major earthquakes. So with all of them lined up now, what does that tend for the globe now? It would seem to be very unbalancing, to be a herald of earthquakes and great earth changes. Remember Indonesia, which, you know, the deaths there are anywhere from 220,000 to 300,000, the most deadly tsunami ever. In our history, there was an 8.1 in Australia. There were 14, about 16 earthquakes, 7 and over. It was a very big year for earthquakes. To have a mini planet parade would be 3 planets. To have a small planet parade would be 4 planets. To have a large planet parade like 2004 is 5 to 6 planets. To have a full planet parade it is extremely rare. Plus, there are three more supermoons in this calendar year. A supermoon is closest to Earth and full. It can appear 14% bigger and 30% brighter. That happens June 14, July 13, 12. And there will be a total lunar eclipse visible from Asia to more than the East Coast, entirety of North America, on November 8. Grant has already declared bankruptcy. Banks are interdependent, they're intertwined because of the demonic system of banking that has been allowed to exist. Fractional banking, you only have to have one and you can lend 9 or 10. Derivatives, you can loan money and people can make bets with it. And you can be the derivative debt of the planet is not known. But the banks are big enough to put bets and then make it happen. So they're actually not, with acumen, they are putting a bet that something will fail and then they'll make it fail, or that it will go up and they'll make it go up. So it's a completely corrupt system, completely. Well, the Bank of England said today, a Friday, it was satisfied that Britain's top banks could be shut down without putting at risk the stability of the financial system. The three banks they're talking about are Lloyds, HSBC, and one that I'm not familiar with, Standard Chartered. They say, but the other two are huge. This was stated late on a Friday afternoon. The opinion is that they know what's coming and they are already trying to control the narrative. Yeah, we saw it coming. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. People, those that know, have said for a long time that they're going to shut the banks on Friday for a computer overhaul. And then this camp is very great. So that's the first half. Let's please stay tuned. Word, the highest word, all the earth shall shake. My people shall become a strength. Like swift steeds, they will run. They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun. Blessed be the name of my right.
Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield, blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll and loose the seven seals. Proclaim these words
Thanks
to
for joining
every
for this
land.
Second half, folks.
Let my people prepare
and,
for war.
In just a minute, we're going to go
Wake
briefly
up
to the jobs,
mighty men,
and then,
let all the men become
is the U.S. being goaded into a civil war? And then finally, into what Paul has to say about times such as this. But let's briefly go back to the banking systems. You know, Henry Groover had a... it was David Wilkerson. This is it, David Wilkerson. He had a vision, I don't know the year, was stunning though. The Lord outlined the final days to him. Of course, David Wilkerson is gone. David Wilkerson started a church. He started working with the gangs in New York City. He wrote the book, The Cross and the Switchblade, concerning his experience in witnessing to the gangs in New York City. This book has the power through the Holy Spirit to convert people. I know a lady in Israel. Yes, she read the new. She was. She said this book was critical in her path in believing in Yeshua. When she saw the power that was there through Yeshua to tame these virtual wild beasts of New York City. Okay, that's David Wilkerson. The Lord told him that the bank failure, when you see a major German bank go down, that within 2 weeks, the U.S. will default. And I can't help but think that is Deutsche Bank. I understand Deutsche Bank already has its default papers, its bankruptcy papers drawn up. They just haven't delivered them and made them public. Word is, the papers are drawn up. So once that happens, we have 2 weeks to get our money out, if we can. Okay, let's briefly go to the jabs here. I'm going to put in a video of Bourla, B-O-U-R-L-A. He is the CEO of Pfizer. Pfizer is an Israeli company. He is an Israeli. I don't know what he is doing in this video, but it looks like he is shape-shifting. Of course, the jabs are straight. It's Satan's attack on the genome. For this man to be in charge of this, if you told me he was... had dedicated himself to Satan, I would believe it. And this certainly is a strange, strange video. It looks like he almost has a lizard neck. You know how lizards, they're like a frog, their lower face will expand and contract. It's very strange. I invite you to look at it. I'm also going to put in here a link from the X-Files. Now, this came out first on Jim Stone earlier this week. I took the link and I thought, oh my soul, I can't believe what I'm seeing. And since then, it has been, on many of the sites. People realize that we are living in a pre-programmed world. All of our leaders out there are probably just playing their part like they're in a play, and I would say the top people know what's going on. They know it is all staged. The ones further down the pole, I don't know, probably not, I don't know, but certainly the ones at the top knows that now it's time for you to do this, and then we'll do that, and then this will happen, and then you do this, and it's all planned. This is from 2016, The X-Files. I'll give you a brief rundown of what it is. It's concerning a DNA alteration without anyone's knowledge or permission. This alteration shuts down the immune system, and it is put there, this is what it says, through a smallpox vaccine. If you've taken, jabs, but please do not take a smallpox vaccine. Using the CRISPR-Cas9 technology, which is true. All of this is true. That's what they use. They use CRISPR-Cas9. There's a smallpox vaccine coming up. We'll talk about the immune system in a minute. The goal is the takeover of the world. They're going to start with a corporate takeover of everything. Food, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, everything. They're going to make it so they can monitor your location digitally. It talks about the bank failure starting on Friday, and they're going to shut down the internet at that time, and there is going to be a grid failure. This is all in 2016. Did they know what they were going to do? They sure did. They sure did. Now we find out we were guaranteed that the vaccines were safe and effective. They would guarantee you didn't get COVID. They would boost your immune system by 95%. You're just going to be bulletproof. But the reality is the triple jabbed are weeks away from developing acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Another, that is the words for the anagram, AIDS. If you have AIDS, whether it's HIV induced or vaccine induced or however it's induced, if your immune system is shot to smithereens, you're a sitting duck for cancers, fungi, bacteria, all manner of viruses, just esoteric stuff. I remember only, my husband is an ophthalmologist, and he came home and he said, I saw the strangest fungus today. I had to look it up and see what it was. Anyway, it turns out, the fellow had, HIV, AIDS, not just HIV, but full-blown AIDS. There is a pathologist in Idaho, Dr. Ryan Cole. He is the one that raised one of the early warning signals about what is the jab doing. He is a pathologist, the largest pathologist in Idaho. He was seeing an avalanche of cancers and an avalanche of pathology. He said, what is going on? What is happening? He was just blown away. He started making videos and started getting together with the frontline doctors. And he was eventually cut off from all Idaho insurances. And this is what complaint alleges. Complainant alleges respondent, who is Dr. Cole, is spreading misinformation about the COVID vaccine, stating it causes cancer and is ineffective. The respondent is also prescribing ivermectin to patients to prevent COVID. I mean, this is why the medical community has been kowtowed into a corner. They'll either lose their licenses, lose their right to collect insurance, be dismissed, be taken off whatever positions they hold, be deplatformed in the medical world. No, you never worked for Baylor. No, you never graduated from this university. It's been vicious, 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 vicious. It transcends health. It transcends pathology. It transcends any disease. This is a military attack on the human genome. This is from, and I'll put the link up, this is from an expose. Good numbers are almost impossible to come by. VAERS, which is supposed to be our foolproof system that was put in place by agreement in exchange for giving the vaccine makers blanket immunity for their vaccines in 1986. Terrible, terrible they didn't know it, but they're dealing with a serpent, and the vaccine makers have not upheld. They admit that the VAERS system is wrong. They delete numbers. They don't report numbers. They'll take down numbers. They'll hold back numbers, and then they'll put them in 3-4 months later, and nobody's even looking what happened 4 months ago. So they know. Some of the best numbers are coming from Israel, the UK. This study that I'm going to put a link to and that I'm discussing here is from the UK. But this too, I think that they have stopped. It's so bad they have stopped reporting. All triple vaccinated adults, they say, will have lost 100% of their entire immune system within 5 months. And that was 5 months ago, or 5 months ago. But 18 to 39-year-olds will have lost it by the middle of April 2022, followed by 40 to 49-year-olds, which is due the middle of May. So we are seeing that these people, that the population that is jabbed are soon going to display full-blown AIDS. This is not going to be pretty. We're going to need to ask for grace to be able to tolerate this, because I'm sure many of our relatives will be amongst these people. Die in the Lord, it's okay. We'll see him in a few years. That, it's up now. The jig is up. Going to develop AIDS. In fact, Dr. I don't know, so Tenpenny and others, they say that if you're fully jabbed, you're going to be dead within 3 to 5 years. And that is puts it right about the Deagle report, you know, when we're supposed to lose, 60% of our population. Anyway, very, very bad. This is already happening. They have lied to the people. They have defrauded the people. And they are satanic warriors, and they don't care. They don't care. Edward Dowd is a former portfolio manager for BlackRock and a hedge fund guru. The debt, and this is what he says, the debt has grown so big that at some point the credit system is at the end of its days. As one country defaults, it will set off a chain of events that the money authorities cannot control. He and his colleagues were already what would occur to usher that in. They'd have to provide cover for that because they can't take the blame for the creation of the problem. The creation of the problem are the greedy money changers in the central banks, especially the Federal Reserve. They are established on, I have heard it described as a Babylonian money magic, and I think it is. That's exactly what it is. It's a demonic system that just takes and gives nothing. They just rob the people. Edward Dowd became suspicious when he saw on TikTok, Twitter, all the COVID death videos from China. And he noted that nothing comes out of China unless they want it to. So he began to question the COVID virus, the whole COVID narrative. To him was from a lecture in 2020 when the Federal Reserve President, James Bullard, stated, "Due to technology, we could have badges that could determine someone's immunity." So Edward Dowd started wondering why a Fed president would have such a solution so quickly and about our health. A digital ID will be justified in the name of health. He said it's going to begin in September. Now, this guy is from BlackRock, and he's a Wall Street guru, but he is fully awake, and he's trying to warn people. And he was asked, well, why September? Well, he says everybody knows the crimes the left has committed. They cannot allow a Republican wave in November. And it's doubtful that they could pull all the elections. One or two or a big one big election they could handle. They could defraud the system. But all the elections, it would be hard to defraud. So he surmises come this fall, there's going to be a lockdown and probably, he says, martial law. He also mentions that monkeypox has been altered for gain of function, and there is a smallpox vaccine for it. He took great comfort in the smallpox vaccine, but I don't know. Ask the Lord about it. Ask the Lord whether you should take the smallpox vaccine. I have read where all vaccines henceforth are going to use the mRNA technology that alters your genome. They wrap whatever it is in lipid nanoparticles so your body does not recognize it and destroys it. And this foreign invader go into your body, into your organs, into your blood, into your brain, into the placenta, into any place it wants to go. And this is what autopsies have shown. They said, oh, it stays in the arm and is destroyed. Lie, 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 lie. Lockdowns will start after Labor Day. He said they all want their August vacations and Labor Day is a big holiday. So they'll start the lockdowns after Labor Day. And this was on an interview by Alex Jones. And Alex Jones interrupted. I'm not a fan, but anyway, it had Edward Dowd in there. Adds that word to him, Alex, is from the Army Special Forces in Florida. And they agreed. They told Alex that there will be lockdowns by September. They don't know why. They don't know the trigger. They just know that they're gearing up for lockdowns by September. Okay, is the U.S. being goaded into civil war? This was reported on Hal Turner. National Guard in all 50 states has been told to adopt a ready-go posture for deployment. Why? Well, the court is expected to overturn Roe v. Wade, which made abortion federally legal. And it is widely speculated that the pro-abortion and everybody else, BLM, everybody else that has a dog in the race, will take to the streets and riot nationwide. Overturning does not make it illegal. It just puts the issue back to state control. So if the states want to, you know, allow it, disallow it, whatever, it's under state control. Why would they do that? Why would they suddenly want to overturn Roe v. Wade? What, they have a soft spot for babies for life? They want to jab infants 6 months old and above with these bioweapon vaccines. They're not vaccines. They want to start attacking their genome at birth. So by the time they're 5 years old, they're a transhuman. They're not human anymore. They're part of the matrix. They're governed by a centralized AI demonic system. Do they care about? They don't care a hoot about babies. They want to kill them all. They have celebrations of baby sacrifice. In fact, I have read that many abortion doctors are active Satanists, and it is a celebration in their office for the fetus. They don't care. What they want to do, I think, provoke a civil war. Historically, the right will not riot. Tried with the BLM riots, the right did not riot. They tried with the 2020 election, the right did not riot. But the left will riot at the drop of a hat. They are angry, disenfranchised, and I think a lot of them from their purple hair and just kneeling on the ground and just screaming at the top of their lungs. I mean, I'm not sure I know what spirit it comes from. Do they have a resident demon? I would not be surprised. Is this a ploy to get the riotous left into a rampage and to start a civil war in this country. And they want to take away all the legal weapons. And we know from the example of Chicago, the criminals have lots of weapons. So if they take the legal weapons away, the right be disarmed, the left and the criminals will never be disarmed. And I don't recommend that people arm themselves to the teeth. Remember, Yeshua told his disciples, I sent you out without a bag, without, you know, an extra coat, without a purse, with nothing. And did you get along fine? Sure, we did. We got along fine. The Lord will take care of you. We'll take care of us. And I'd like to, it's not with guns. Trust the Lord. And remember, you know, I wanted to point this out in the Henry Gruver dream vision that I pointed out. And this is where they were on the ship, he and his Christian brother, and the naval fleet went right by them. They didn't see them. There are other Christians who are at home, and soldiers come to the door. They break down the door. They enter the house. They're going to pull out everybody. The Christians fall on their faces on their floor. And the foreign troops don't even see them. Ask Father if he will protect you. This is what we're going to do. If we're in a meeting or if we're just going to fall on our faces and hold hands and pray like we've never prayed. Trust the Lord. Don't go out and get a gun. Okay, says me. Paul about these times in which we live. Remember, he lived in a beast empire. We're soon to live under a beast empire. Since the children of flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. To be afraid to die is slavery to Satan. Yeshua has set us free. We live for him. Do not be afraid. This is Hebrews 2:14-15. To be afraid of death, Satan knows he has you. He will put anything. He will, I'll destroy your spouse. I'll destroy your child. I'll destroy your grandchildren. I'll destroy, you know, whatever, whatever. He'll threaten you. Knowing that if you are afraid to perish yourself, he can get you, or to have them perish, that he can get you to make bad decisions and to follow him by force. John told us, don't be afraid of death. This is what Yeshua said in John. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in me. I'm going to my Father's house, and I'm building a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and get you, that where I am, you may be also. It's okay. If we perish, if our spouse perish, if our children, they're going to be the Lord. This is what Paul said in Philemon 1:10. For me to live is the Messiah, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in this body, this will be a fruitful labor for me. It would be okay. Yet what would I choose? I don't know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with our Messiah, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in this body so I can work. So he actually wanted, he wanted to be with his Messiah. And this is what he says in 2 Timothy. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which Yehovah, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. So if that's what we have to look forward to. Don't dread death. Don't avoid death at all costs. And compromise what you know. We have tough times ahead of us. Tough times. We're never left alone. And if we do depart this earth, we actually don't do that.